This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast. I'm Ian DeEubank on June 3rd, 2024. Joined today by C.J. Miller and Sabrina Halverson on the news. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. In the news, the new digital platform called Make Hay and an update on lower ag exports. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has a drier week for Indiana weather, but not totally dry. And the Friday ag markets sold off. We'll look back at those markets and get analysis from Carl Setzer on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
How a brand new ag company with Indiana connections is helping farmers share their stories. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, it's all about farmers and ag producers sharing their stories firsthand. That's why there's a brand new digital platform called Make Hay.
So ultimately what Make Hay does is we pay farmers for content that they create on their land.
And that's Scott Nelson, the CEO of Make Hay.
One of the big things is why we created Make Hay was generally around food transparency. And this notion and idea and belief that consumers now more than ever want to know more about where their food comes from. This is a fact, right? There's data all around it.
Nelson says he wants his company, Make Hay, to amplify and empower the voice of America's ag industry.
So raw, real, authentic content is where you're seeing a lot of the engagement. So where we can help brands, companies, subscribers to our platform, that is what we bring. So yes, it's getting to know the farmers and their stories, the stories that they want to tell, by the way. But it's really getting to know them very intimately, raw, real, very authentic. And so that's what we're bringing kind of to the play here, is to have that larger stage to be heard at Make Hay.
And farmers and ag producers who share their user-generated content with Make Hay will receive monetary compensation.
And so that is the primary driver of what we built Make Hay. It is to indeed provide that secondary income stream to farmers. We want to make sure that not only can we kind of showcase our farmers and the ag industry at large, but we also want to be able to help them from a monetary standpoint.
Nelson credits Purdue University and Purdue's Dial Ventures for helping his new ag company get off the ground.
Purdue University has a really reputable innovation fellowship program run by their Dial Ventures group. And what it is they provided me the opportunity and the surrounding network to develop ultimately what we did in Make Hay.
Their website is gomakehay.com. You can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. Well, the total number of U.S. ag exports are sharply lower, and that's because China has recently pumped the brakes on buying a lot of our ag products. Sabrina Halverson joins us with more.
I think the interesting headline story from this is China falls to our number three trading partner.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says a drop in U.S. exports to China shows up significantly in the latest trade forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's now buying less corn and soybeans from the U.S. and more from Brazil.
And we're seeing a lot of competition with Brazil into that Chinese market, and that is what is driving our bulk export values.
Exports are down $8.2 billion from last year at $170.5 billion this year.
So unchanged for the new forecast for 2024, but we're still down pretty sharply from the prior year. On the import side, there actually was an upward revision of imports of $1.5 billion. And that's up from $195.4 billion the prior year. So you're talking about a $7.1 billion increase in imports year over year and a $8.2 billion decline in exports.
That's not just the amount of exports and imports that have affected these numbers.
The value of agricultural imports are rising. And then alternatively, export values continue to fall.
USDA has not lowered the forecast for ag exports, but has increased the projection for ag imports. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm CJ Miller. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers, are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online, ihlefabrications.com. Restore, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. A little bit drier of a forecast here for this week versus what we saw last week. Last week, we thought we'd see on-again, off-again moisture today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, we're taking moisture out, and we've taken moisture out for today and tomorrow. I still think we have a significant threat of moisture for Wednesday over a large chunk of the state. But today and tomorrow first, turning out partly to mostly sunny and dry. Tomorrow, I think we have to watch for some clouds in west and southwestern parts of Indiana. That could yield a few showers as we move through tomorrow afternoon and evening, but it's not a wide-ranging batch of moisture statewide. Where I think we see our biggest moisture is going to be overnight tomorrow night through Wednesday. We can see a couple of surges here, anywhere from a quarter to 9/10 of an inch, with coverage at about 90% of the Hoosier State. Still plenty of opportunity for holes to develop there, but I do think most of us get wet in that tomorrow night through Wednesday time frame. We clear out Wednesday night. Thursday, Friday are going to be partly to mostly sunny, warm and dry. Good evaporation, some strong winds in there for Thursday. Saturday, partly sunny, dry through the day. Have to watch for a few scattered showers overnight, Saturday night into Sunday morning. Mostly central and southern Indiana, and through the day Sunday, we may see a few lingering showers in the southern parts of the state. Going into next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back to sunny and dry. We're looking at a weather system that wants to try and poke its nose close to us, probably next Thursday, the 13th. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Final day of the month and going into the weekend, it was a sell-off in corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. Settlements on the way. First, we get analysis of a back-and-forth day, as it turned out, from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. I spoke with him in the middle of trade. Carl, it looked like a short covering rally overnight for corn, beans, wheat as well, and that's how the daytime session started. However, mostly lower actually, so the rally has fizzled out.
Yeah, we saw that little bit of short covering overnight, but you looked at the volume, very thin volume overnight, and gains really didn't get away. And then all of a sudden, we saw the outside markets, that U.S. dollar had been weaker, and then it started to firm through the session. And really, if I could pick one word to describe what we saw in today's session, it would be consolidation. And that's really what it is. We've seen big moves by the fund crowd when you look at their position, you know, and now that they erased their short position, we thought they might go long. That gave us a rally, actually starting to build back a few more short positions, and that's taken away the bullish momentum. The market really doesn't want to work lower from this spot. We just don't really want to work higher, and we need some fresh news. The next chance of that coming in would be in that June WASDE report that comes out on the 12th. After that, though, that acreage and stocks report at the end of June, trade already starting to really focus on that as we move forward for its next big source of fundamental information. Until then, we're going to rely on day-to-day weather forecasts and the planting reports and crop reports. And so far, there just isn't much there that would cause another leg up in the market.
And of course, a stellar export sales report one day delayed this week would help. However, in the range of expectations, but nothing exciting this morning from that report.
Yeah, really nothing there to get us excited at all. You know, okay numbers, but like you said, nothing that would really push us one direction or the other. And that's probably how we're going to be for a while. You know, we're in the start of the export season to pick up a little bit on corn out of South America. And of course, they're still shipping a lot of soybeans out. So we got to lay a little bit further into the marketing year. I think we'll see those numbers perk up, but until we do, trade isn't going to buy too much into them.
Wheat has been the leader in large part due to issues in the Black Sea area. But that rally has fizzled out as well. Anything in particular that's caused the stall?
The weekly drought map showed us that, you know, spring wheat in drought all the way down to 3% of the crop. The winter wheat crop, 25% in drought. But that's pretty much confined to western Kansas, where it's been dry all year. The rest of the wheat belt sitting pretty good. And we are starting to see a little bit more harvest pressure on that wheat complex. Texas harvest about 25% when we get in here next Monday. Should see that Oklahoma harvest up to about 20%. So we're seeing movement take place down there. And as that does, it just a little bit of seasonal pressure. We also have to look at the global side and not just the losses in Russia, but at the same time, Australia claiming their weather is near perfect. They expect another big wheat crop this year. And if we transition to a La Nina, that does tend to benefit that Australian wheat production.
Carl Setzer there, Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number, 989-506-1587. On the Hat Friday Farm Market Review, down 2.5 cents. July corn, 446 and a quarter. September goes to 454, down 3.75. Deese losing 4 cents, 467. July beans, 1205, dipping 4.75. November down a nickel and a half at 1184.5, and lower in wheat with July 678.5, down 2.5 cents. Meats mix, an even dollar lower. June live cattle, 181.55. June lean hogs, 94.35, up 37. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.